Rishon Mishviyas, Daf Yud Gimel. So the Gemara discusses on the case of the Mishnah added on that there are certain minim that if it took root before Rosh Hashanah, goes by the halakas of the year before, the din ma'aser of the year before, and would be mutter b'shvias. If it didn't take root before Rosh Hashanah, then it goes by, it's asher b'shvias, and would be considered as if it's the following year, halakha would be the following year. So the Gemara tries to explain. Peirus holcho akar shlish. Regarding fruit, which is fruit includes, the Gemara fully explains which fruit, dogon, sirosh, v'yitzar, if it's a grain, if it applies to the grains or olives or grapes, that goes by achalish. Has to be where it reached one third of maturity. That is the shear of one achalish. It would be considered when it took root to be considered as if it's this year. But shayres akash rasha, as far as rice and the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, they go by where? What is it? Halakas? It's rasha, when it takes root. Ubi yarak b'shas likitaso v'yishuro. And regarding vegetables, it's when we say the year? The year of taking maaser is determined by when it's yishuro, when it's picked up. When it's picked, that's when it's considered the ripe. Says the Mafulda. Then what does this mean? Time we learned liked yekev erev hashana achelo tovoy hashemesh. If you go collecting the grape, the vegetables that grew erev hashana before it got dark, the chaz of a liked mishetovoy hashemesh in torbanas mizelze. They're two separate things. And you went and you took it after it got dark. You can't mix together, because as long as you removed it, it was enough to remove, to pick, and to pull it out before Rosh Hashanah, even before it got dark. Then halakha, you can't mix it together with the things that came out after dark, because it's already considered the next year, considered a different year. The halakhas of Meiser are different. And if it would be a year, Shemitah would be considered Aser. That would be Aser B'Shemitah. So therefore, these things have a different level. Between the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah, where it took root, you have the Peiros, which goes by, it has to be a third mature, and the Yerek has to be B'Shas Likuto, B'Shas when you pick it up, you collect it, that's the time that you would have to go ahead, be considered a collector. Zot the Gemara. Where do we see all this halakha? What's the basis of this? Where did the Mishnah get it from? Where do you go by fruit? You go by a third. Was it based upon a pasik? A pasik, mi garn chom yikvecha. It says by sukkah, you gather together your threshing floor and your wine. Mi gen your vats. Mi garn chom yikvecha. But not all of your garn chom yikvecha. Not all of them. Which means that only what comes out first. Which means that there are different levels. There's some that develop very quickly. And there's some that don't develop very quickly. What does that mean? It means they do at different stages. There's some that grew a third. That's the ones that you include. Those are the ones that are considered gathered. The ones that you didn't grow a third are not included. Says the Mafulda. Shadayin loy vikol garncha. Ela miksa shevishlosh. Doesn't say mikol garncha. It says from migarncha, not mikol garncha. Why not all of it? Because there are some things that grow to done and not ready yet. It matures differently. Some are a third mature. That's called collecting. That's called asifa. But if it's not a third, then it doesn't include. So it doesn't include. So you see, therefore, that would be the criteria where we see would be considered enough to be considered this year. So less than a third should also be included. Why do you say it should be? Why do you look at the Torah? Doesn't say specifically a third. Torah says things that are developed. You're taking, you're collecting. Maybe if it's less than a third, should be included. Where do you get a third? Amar Rav Zeira, Ksiv state in the Pasig, Aset Azikal Tavuas Arecha, you should go ahead and take maaser from your entire crop. Dovah Shenizam Pitzimir, what does that mean? Something that you planted and are sprouted. Yatzabach Mitzlish, anyone is Mitzriach. Less than a third, it wasn't planted Umatzmiach. It's not something you planted and then sprouted. It didn't sprout at all. So therefore, the third becomes the stage of a development. In other words, we don't really know. The Torah doesn't say specifically a third, but in fact, the Torah uses a lashon called Tuvas Zarecha. That means that Tuvas Zarecha is what's already considered Musmach, what's considered planting and already produced and came out. And it's already came out and developed it. It's coming out. It sprouted. It began to sprout. That's up to a third before it happens. Mainly therefore, that's the halakha criterion when we say applies. And if it's less than a third, it doesn't apply. So at the Gemara. So me'ata, shazirayishal na'ashava. So the first third of the crop goes ahead. It lists from the year before. Ushlish any laba. The second third comes to the following year. Is it possible? Gemara says that how do you find such a thing? In other words, maybe I'll tell you. You want to tell me that when you crop, things start growing. So you go by the what? You go by the when the part of it's matured, hit a third. Excuse me. Then the whole harvest as the halacha of considered as if it's this year, and it goes by the din of Maaser Oni, Maaser Sheni. We don't look at the rest of it. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe I'll tell you that the first third that grows, because of different stages we just finished saying from the pasuk. So that would grow a third, that's this year, and that's a part of that is part of its muta b'shmita. But the second third, the thing that grows last, that developed after Rosh Hashanah, that should be the next year. It should be also b'shvias. Maybe that's the halacha. How do we know it all goes together? How do we know that it all goes together to be the year before? So, but also maybe that goes on the second two, goes later. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, so, why do you go by what grew in the first third of it that grew in the beginning, in the first year? Maybe go by after the last part should be in the next year. Why do you go by the first year? So I'm going to we let off Machalaga Sukkos. Tez in the Pussy, Machalaga Sukkos, Machalaga Sukkos, Labot, Malaga Shahavar. Just like Sukkos, we say it, Allah, because we go in the following year. And we consider whatever goes back is considered part of the yes, last year. For Elu, anything that goes later. Before Rosh Hashanah, even though the halachas are coming later, but since you treated them as part of the year before, we look at them as if it's part of the year before, even if it grew later. It's just like Bechag Sukkos. We put everything together. We say it all goes by considering whatever happened since Sukkos. Everything that happened in previous years, judged. That's what the Pasuk is telling us by Sukkos. So as my full explains, this Pasuk, Mahosam Labo, Akar Rosh Hashanah Sukkos, whatever comes later is part of Sukkos, and everything that happened before later is earlier. So you see it divided up, that's division, so to over here, we see the division would be the same halacha. Whatever came out of third is the year before, as if it came before Rosh Hashanah. Whatever came left was the year considered later in the year. We see that we divide up, even the same things we divide up. We go by this certain time. So if the first part of it was in Sukkot, that's the part that we go by. And since this first third came before Rosh Hashanah, it goes, everything else follows that and is concluded as well. You see, therefore, one third is the criteria for these meaning. And for these peros, teros yitzav, dogon teros for yitzav is included in a third. So mainly, therefore, the mission says halacha applies the same halacha. They all go by the beginning. So the same thing applies by all of them, by rice and millet and poppy seeds. All of these halachas are the same. That whenever they take root, they apply the same thing. These apply the same halachas by all of them. It's just by all of them the same halacha. So avunim achiyama yefshalam aralav. It's impossible to determine on these plants when something reached a third. You can't tell. So each one is different. So therefore, we have to go by the time we take root, and therefore, because we can't tell. We can't tell by maturity. We don't know. Says the Ayah Shalom, says the Mafulda. By a field of dog on a grain, a third of the field grows at one time. So you can see a third is there. Mashen came by these other things in the Mishnah, and a kolasa that maybe shlish akas. Each one's different. Each planting is different. So the field does not give a third like one. You have yashin together, mixed together with old and new, mixed all together. So therefore, you can't do that. It's mixing together. So if you say yesh, but come like a it's man echad. But therefore, since halacha is by ma'aser, so these things are drabbanon. But our Torah, dogam v'yitcha, Torah says that chacham gave chacham right to say they all go by one min, even though lamaisa they come at different times. But if you see a feeling of the field, a third of it is took root, a third of it is growing. Mamele, therefore, you give it a din, and chacham gave it a din, and it goes. All of them go in the same halacha. The same thing only applies. You can't be met by a third, but these things will apply the same. If they start producing, then all of them apply the same thing. So the Gemara says, he's here for once they go a third, all of them a third will be the same halacha. All these different meaning will be the same. Break the mom, he has the kasha. I would have to learn a braisa. Braisa learns that the Gemara says, Seber es gerado l'tocho. What do we do in this case? You pile all the things that we say in the Mishnah, they came out of the garret. You put them all together, and the Gemara says, and you separate together. Nimtzamasim izara, yarko miyako zaro. You find the go ahead, you're separating from seed on the zera, on the yerek, and a yerek on the seed. And then we mix together things that don't belong together. You're putting it all as one, but they don't all belong together. There should be different things. So therefore, you want to tell me how you go ahead, these other things that don't grow like that, each one goes differently. The tzumtzum, the poppy, the millet, and the sesame, how do you do it? Teretz, just like over here, you put together. You mix together the zyro and the yerek, all come together. And we go ahead and consider it all one, or we consider them this year and then separate from next year. So you have to go ahead and separate it. So why do you go ahead and have to separate over here by these medium? Let's all say put it together. And whatever it is, whatever you decide to do, go by 1 year. Put them all together. Go by 1 year. It should be the same halacha. Don't differentiate. Why are you making it? It should be the same halacha. Yaakov and Yaakov. It should be all considered the same. And you should not make a difference. It should be all be the same. So the Gemara says, It should all be the same. So therefore, Shabbai, Yibzabalakoyasa, Kalminacha, make all one of them the same thing. Whatever you put together one shot, that should all be considered one, even if some of it didn't grow yet, if it didn't mature yet. This Allah we should be all of the things you planted. You separate one miser in 1 year. You can't separate two different miseros in 1 year. It has to be separately. So mainly, if you're going to go ahead and say that all these different things in the Mishnah should apply, that since we don't know when a third is, put them all together and harvest them all at one time and consider them all as 1 year, you can't do that. Because the Torah said very clearly, Maisa Echel B'Shana Akas. Torah says, Asetaz is called Tuvas Arecha, B'Lashon Yachid, each one separately. Each year should be separately. So therefore, the Torah is telling you you can't mix them together. So therefore, since the Torah is telling you you can't mix them together, so therefore you have to figure out how to do it. So how do you go ahead and do it in 1 year when you don't have an opportunity to do it? The Torah says it wants each one to be separately. And therefore, how do you go ahead and mix it together? So therefore, the Mafilda explains that what the Torah is telling you, therefore you can't do that. You have Shlama and Atake again and Torah. All you can do is what the Torah tells you to do. You can't come along and change the format of what the Torah tells you. So therefore, it can't be. You have to wait only if it's a third. If it's a third grown, that's the criteria. If it's not a third grown, you can't mix together because the Torah says very clearly, you may be mixing together two Maisers. And the Torah said, no, it has to be separately. You can't do it together. So if so, Gemara says, if that's what you're telling me, why you have to separate the two, they also have two Maisers in 1 year. Why? We learned in the Brisa, Tzobres, Gerona, Lesocho, you pile all the things that you have in the Garon, you mix together, even though some grew this year, some grew later. You mix it together here as well, seeds on the Yerek and the Yerek on the seeds. So how do you do it? You see, you do it. How can you go ahead and tell me, based upon the Pasuk, that these things that the Mishnah quoted, the Mishnah telling you, the rice and the sesame and etc. You go buy a third and you can't mix together two. Torah says, Maaser Akas, they can't mix together the two. And how do we have Polar Mitzri? The Mishnah says, we do take Maaseros. Each time it grows, it's different. They're all different. Some grow this year, some grow next year. So it's not a 1 year. How do you mix together the two and put together the Yerek with the Zera and the Zera with the Yerek? And the Bryce seems to say, you can put it together. How do you do that? The Chavit is steering the Brysos. Can you do that together, Besafik, or you can't do it, Besafik? The Chavit of Mishnah Brys is saying one place you can do it, Besafik, other place you can't do it, Besafik. So how do we do? So the Gemara, Brysa doesn't answer this kasha as to how we rectify a Pula Mitzri based upon what we explained in the Brysa just now, that the Torah is telling you Maisa has to be separate. You can't mix together in 2 years. How you'd be able to mark Pula Mitzri, the new and the old crap together? How you should be able to do that? The Gemara bleibt schwer. Gemara doesn't seem to answer this kasha of how you do this. But Moshe says the Gemara is leaving this unanswered as to how we're going to go ahead and do this. The Gemara is going to continue with the opinion of Rav Zeira to explain something else we see from the Pasuk.